This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. With new cases of COVID-19 announced every day in New England, many events, meetings, and conferences are being postponed or canceled. Among them, an annual Catholic gathering in April that attracts 15,000 faithful from around the world to Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
This is a congregation that was founded way back in 1670 in Poland, and they hold this international feast, technically called Divine Mercy Sunday, every year. But it has to be on the specific weekend, so it can't be postponed or rescheduled. It's simply canceled for this year.
Clarence Fanto is covering Divine Mercy Sunday for the Berkshire Eagle. He explains why the Marian Fathers made the decision to cancel the event.
Well, there have been talks going on in town involving emergency services coordinators, the police, the Board of Health, because it is a mass gathering, and typically it has been drawing 15,000 to 20,000 pilgrims to their Eden Hill headquarters overlooking downtown Stockbridge. The Congregation of Marian Fathers has been long established as a center and as a shrine here in Stockbridge. So it is a mass gathering that attracts people from many states and from foreign countries as well. It's been under discussion, and the congregation issued a statement saying that after collaborating with these local health officials and emergency personnel, they decided that out of an abundance of caution and for the safety and best interests of the community and the pilgrims and the Marian Fathers staff that handles the event, it would be best to cancel it for this year.
Did they indicate to you that they had received any correspondence or communications from any of these thousands of people who would have congregated with any hesitation towards coming to a place that has the coronavirus currently?
They didn't address that, though. I can tell you that at the Eagle, we've received inquiries from people who normally attended the event and wanted to know whether it was going to go forward this year. They did not elaborate on their very basic statement, but Police Chief Daryl Finley told the Eagle and emphasized that the town didn't need to ask the congregation to cancel the gathering. As he told us, they looked for information from the police in Stockbridge and made the decision on their own, also based significantly on updates from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
So the event that is not going on is still going to have an international audience of congregants who will be wanting to do something. What is it that the Marians have suggested they do?
Well, in their statement directed toward the faithful pilgrims, they suggested, and I'll quote here, that the extraordinary grace of Divine Mercy Sunday is available to you on that day by receiving Holy Communion in a state of grace. Consider going to confession prior to Easter so as not to overwhelm your local parish on Divine Mercy Sunday, which is an international Catholic feast.
In your travels as a reporter for the Eagle, have you anecdotally heard anybody express any concern that this economic impact is not going to be brought to the area this year?
Well, actually, the economic impact is rather limited because the pilgrims stay in on the grounds primarily. They don't necessarily patronize any businesses. So it's a very self-contained event. And it goes off, after all these years, it goes off smoothly. Mostly the congregants arrive in caravans of buses. There's a staging area. They are transported to the grounds on Eden Hill, and that's where they spend the 2 days.
Clarence Fanto is a reporter at the Berkshire Eagle. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate it.
This is New England Public Radio.